genius. Or the dunces can easily help themselves. But geniuses are very nearly beyond all help. Deep down, you already know that a genius is a silly thing for silly people. But, you know, in a good way too, because nobody ever really stops learning. Put yourself in charge of a team of wise software developers. And in comes a genius for an interview. It is best that you show them around and let them learn how life really works. Be kind, be generous, see it as an urge to learn beautifully. Because that is all that genius is. But genius is also a cruel thing. Oh yes, there are two sides to the coin. It's a double-edged sword, too. Because it makes young people, who see it from a certain perspective, give up on learning, on ever trying to rise. And it is also an idiot thing, as you can imagine. It makes men pay membership fees. And it is also a mockery. Oh yes, a mockery of architectural knowledge. It presents puzzles void of context that the geniuses then study for the puzzle's sake. Where in reality, if you want to test genius, you ask them to learn programming and then let them create and navigate. But then why even call it genius? So it is really a pointless word as well. Programming already demonstrates the difference between real and fake education. At the end of the day of learning for real, you become more powerful. At the end of a fake day of learning, you are handed more disconnected noise that will work out greatly to merely convince you that you have learned something when you pass the multiple choice exams. Oh no. It was hard to learn. Therefore, it must be good, right? Unfortunately, that is not the case. It's really the wisdom that integrates together to create larger things that really helps with problem solving, with advancing humanity. And programming is also very useful to show that it is the mental models, or the cities and streets and general architecture that are the true treasures. For one, very often, it's like starting a computer game at a random level. So all that you know must be wisdom, because it must be flexible and adaptable. Knowledge alone, in contrast to wisdom, is almost like just pure structure. And it's really hard to rebuild things when you don't know how they work. You are going to be navigating twisty little passages under constraint. Everything must change. Everything must adapt. You may have access to a database or just a key value store. You may be online or only have a cache of files to work with and an eventual synchronization algorithm somewhere out there. Maybe you may assign a value to some variable that you hope to save. Or you may need to check revision, give it a universally unique ID, and understand that at least at first, your data will not show up anywhere. And even if eventual consistency is reached, it may not win the edit conflict. Perhaps not until a human or AI comes to resolve the conflict manually, if you are lucky and your content is indeed superior. You may have access to files and folders, but these days, that is becoming unlikely. You could hope to set an event in the future, but what if the phone is in low power mode? Then perhaps you may need to schedule an alarm on a remote server and then hope to push a notification back to the phone. Wow. You see, it's about the wisdom, rich answers to tiny little problems and big little constraints. Here, natural-born genius and talent is revealed as pure fantasy, a hope to be more than special. Please listen when I say that above all and most importantly, don't let the idea of genius trick you into thinking that you are not smart. It is not a real idea, and there is no limit to how much you can learn. In fact, you should learn non-stop. Every day must be better than the previous, must add to your entire body of knowledge and make it more powerful. Oh, yes, you are not a worker. You are never less intelligent than genius. Genius is not real. You were always meant to search for precious wisdom. Wisdom that other people held up as the greatest thing they've ever had. As part of your growing up, you are supposed to inherit countless many such wisdoms, wisdoms that ignite together to form a greater and adaptable whole, that help you approach problems you didn't even know existed. And then fix them and solve them with mental tools and models and powers. Believing that you are not a genius, or whatever you think genius is, that you can't get to because you're less than smart, is extremely dangerous. In fact, it is a tool of control. It will extinguish your flame. It will turn you into a person waiting for weekends, scared, confused, not knowing where to go next, or what life was all for, or where it is all going. You are just as intelligent as all the most intelligent people that have ever existed. What you don't know is that standardized education can't work, as there is no such thing as a standard being. There is a standard worker that standardized education could create, but that would be madness, because you then sacrifice that thing which you think is genius. Only individualized instruction can work. And even in the age of artificial intelligence, that could give you just that. It is better that you, yourself, accept the responsibility for your own education. Use artificial intelligence as a tool, right next to narrated books written by philosophers, adventurers, and science popularizers. But even more important than listening to narrated books is where you listen to them. where you chat with your AI. It can't be the classroom. It can't be work. It can't even be a busy city. It can only be month-long adventure. A hiking trail. Appalachian Trail. Pacific Crest Trail. The Continental Divide. Stars. Grizzlies. The White Blaze. Trail Magic. Trail Mix. Clever bobcats trying to frighten you into giving up all your snacks. It is away from the city, where the apple strikes you on the head. Away from the stress, where you dream up your benzene ring. Out in nature, where you discover the depth of your pond. It is the ancient quest that unmixes your mind. Deep down, you know that you invent first and write later. You will invent nothing at the keyboard. You will find nothing near the heights that you once thought were genius. When you are locked in a concrete maze, dashing forward in a rat race, there's nothing there. You are locked left and right, and so tight and so hard that you don't even see adventure as an escape anymore. You will be washed over such great waves of doubt that you may even return to work days before your hunger for books reignites. The world needs more than what you know. It needs you to flow. It needs you to grow all the way up until you become a great being.